Hello, my darlings. It's Aisling Mooney, Angel Intuitive, author of the book Angels Are With You. And I'm here today with your angel messages for week of the 13th of June. So I randomly picked these cards from my deck, Archangel Messages for a New Earth. You can get them on my website. Just go to aislingmooney.com if you like these cards. You're going to see some of them as we go through the reading. So it's very interesting to me because I randomly pick these. I shuffle and I just pick three and that's it. But in the alignment program, the Angels and Biz alignment program, we're in the month of Shamuel, Archangel Shamuel, and two of these three cards are Shamuel. So we're right in that energy. So I'm really excited to share this, you know, to everybody, people that aren't in that group. Share a bit of the Shamuel energy. So Shamuel is about dreaming really big, like thinking about your biggest and sometimes your most secretest dreams for what you want to accomplish and achieve in your life, and then doubling it, and then doubling it, and then doubling it, and just allowing in even more expansion into your life, into your dreams, into whatever area you want to focus on. So that could be your relationships, it could be your spiritual business, it could be your family, your social networks, your health, whatever area is your career, whatever area you want to focus on. So I would seriously really take some time this month, because if you're connecting with me, you're connecting with my community, you know, we're all in this together. We're all in this energy together. And it's a really powerful and potent energy for planting the seeds for new projects and new things that you want to bring in. And, you know, we're celebrating this week some of the achievements that the members in the alignment program have achieved. And some of those seeds were planted last year or even in the last 6 months. So, you know, we have it. It's like this fertile ground at the moment in this month of June. And it's like, what do you want to plant? What seeds are you planting for the future in whatever area it is that you want to focus on? So Shamuel, Monday, Tuesday, we have Archangel Shamuel. You are a vessel of divine love. And this is such a beautiful card. One of my favorites. They're nearly all my favorites. But this is a really beautiful card because It's really useful for light workers. We're used to being out there, you know, looking after everybody, taking care of people. We're usually the sensitive one or the empath in our families and in our communities. And we're the one that people come to with troubles and when they need healing, when they need to offload. So, you know, not saying any of that is, you know, we need to make sure we have healthy, beautiful boundaries and that we're minding our energy. And this card is about, what about you? Shamuel is reminding you that we can give, as Lisa Nichols says, we can give from our saucer, not from our cup. So we need to pour into that cup. And when it overflows, we give out from the overflow, not from the final dehydrated reserves that are left at the bottom after we've given to everybody else. It's like, no, what can you put back in? And this is really relevant to me this week because I've been pretty busy in the background organizing a very beautiful event that I have coming up in July. And it's really made me think, okay, the way I'm doing it at the moment, is it in full alignment with my values, which is freedom, fun, adventure, you know, family? These are all things that are important to me, and community and collaboration. It felt a bit heavy and I was doing it a little bit of a hard way. So it was like, okay, what would be the best gift to me? Would be, how can I restructure this so that it's really, really easy and joyful and I'm going to enjoy doing it? And it's like something to look forward to for me this summer. And that excitement then exudes out into my community. I know when I get excited about something that it's really beneficial for me personally and then for everybody that participates. So it was about me coming back, I was in doing this event and I was giving, well, how can I give? And then I was thinking, how can I give to me first? What would be the most gentle, kindest, joyful, most beautiful thing that I want to do this event, but how can I do it in a way that's for me first? You'll hear more about that in the next few weeks. But this is what Shamuel is reminding you of. Just come back to yourself at the beginning of this week and do whatever you do in your self-care package, you know, your tools that you use. If you go to ashlingmooney.com/free, you'll find some resources, whether that's business or life, to support you. But you know, dip into your toolbox, and what that's different for everyone. It can be dance, it can be nature, it can be a cup of tea, quiet, it could be turning off your phone, it could be watching your favorite Netflix series, it could be reaching out and meeting a friend. Whatever it is for you, take action on that this week. And there's just a beautiful message from Shamuel that just come right in there. Even if you're busy in your business, even if you've all the things happening, it's important for you to take this time out, because when you come back, you'll be more refreshed, full of creative ideas, and that change of scenery, that change of air, that change of people in your environment will just, and that loving attention that you're giving to yourself and feeding your own soul needs and filling up that cup, there will be an overflow. There's a natural overflow. Once we pour into that cup, it's naturally going to fill up and overflow out into the world. So we need to, so it's not optional. You know, it's really not optional for us to, oh yeah, I might do this and I might not. And yeah, Ashley, yeah, self-care, blah, 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 blah. So overused, that word. But it's more like, it's essential. It's not really an option. It's essential for us to put ourselves first. So the second card, which sort of leads on to that, is Archangel Ariel. And this is, so for one of the things that are good for me is getting out into nature, swimming, putting my feet in the lake. If I was by the sea, it would be in the sea. Walking along the lakes. I like large bodies of water, so they are nourishing for me. But this is, it's a very grounding card. It says practice grounding and spend time in nature, Archangel Ariel. So, I mean, you can't get a more direct message than that. Get outside your effing house and office, turn off the computer and just, you know, even if you're doing things, even if you have to do things for work, maybe you have to do a live stream or you have to do like an angel card reading, try it outside this week. And I'm doing this because it's pre-recorded, but you know, if you're going to do impromptu lives or whatever, just try and get outside and do them. Maybe just that will even shift the energy in whatever is coming in for you that's new. You know, go get outside, literally stand beside a tree and do your recording there or beside a lake. Large bodies of water are always, always good. Lots of positive ions, especially if that water is flowing, if it's rushing. I don't know, go and do the research, but research positive ions. It's why people can congregate around fountains and waterfalls but get outside in nature, do some walking, do whatever works for you when it comes to nature, you know. And if you can't, absolutely cannot put your foot outside the door for whatever reason, bring some nature in. Change the screen, the screensaver on your phone or on your computer so it has nature. Bring in some artwork of nature. I have a beautiful piece in my sitting room that I adore. We got it from IKEA. It's massive and it's just this forest scene, and it calms my energy and my nervous system immediately when I walk into that room and see that painting. So, you know, or you can just get flowers or plants and bring them into your home. So nature is really important this week, and particularly in the middle of the week. And then the last card is Shamuel again. And this is, you are a master manifester. OMG, love, 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 love this card. Look at this. She's sort of like, when I gave the remit for this card, I said, I want sort of a woman, but sort of magical, like a magician, like doing some sort of a magic trick. And there's this energy in this card of just like, she looks like she's making the cards fly, and she's just pulled one out of the air to focus on, and it's the queen. of diamonds, the queen of money and abundance. So it's a really powerful image. And it's exactly what I said in the beginning. We need that inner time. We need to refill our cups this week, my dears. Listen to me very carefully. We need to replenish ourselves. If you're feeling tired, it's because you're effing tired. Take some time out for yourself and refill, replenish, rest, nourish yourself. That can be getting out in nature. But this is so important because after we do this, this is the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we are jumping into manifesting energy. Boom, boom, boom. Whatever you want to bring into your life, it's you're planting the seeds this whole month, but there's going to be a lot of activity over the weekend. And you're going to be, you know, the longer I'm in this game, the faster we can manifest stuff, the good and the bad. So we need to monitor our thoughts, make sure that we're, you know, when we catch ourselves in a moan, and I do it sometimes, I do it, you know, and I have to catch myself and just change the narrative, change the story, change the thoughts. And sometimes to change that, it can be shifting your energy. It can be hopping in the shower. It can be, Denise W. Thomas, one of my mentors, says, shave your legs. That can be a shift, you know, declutter, throw out some stuff. You know, get the energy moving. But there's magic coming this weekend. Magic coming this weekend. So I'm going to leave you with that. You are a master manifester. You're a vessel for divine love. And practice grounding. Spend time in nature. And go manifest those big dreams in the world. Wherever you're watching this, leave me a comment. Let me know how it resonated. Share it with anyone that you know that needs this message today. And if you want to learn more about me, just go to ashlingmooney.com and you can do /free for any loads of my free resources. And that is it, my darling. Loads of love. Bye.